It's Halloween again. Time to hunt pumpkin for carving.
Don't be afraid.
No, no, no. Let's go together.
Down to Gonkey Park.
And pay a visit to the pumpkin patch. I hope I didn't wake you. It is rather late.
It's 3 a.m. 3 a.m.
It was on a night very much like this when I met my destiny among the pumpkins. A night with no... There they were, thousands of pumpkins, all aglow like a crowd of...
shiny, happy people.
But then I heard a sound. Could it be? It looked like... I knew who that was! It was Linus Van Pelt! Middle-aged Linus Van Pelt. Linus was still waiting for the great pumpkin. He was obsessed.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Linus, you've been sitting here a long time. When do you expect the great pumpkin to appear?
Right here, right now.
Right now? Well, what do you mean? Wait, you don't think I'm the great pumpkin?
That's what you are.
No, Linus, I'm not the great pumpkin. Look closer. Look!
Look into my...
But all he could say was that my head was just right for carving. And he chased me around the pumpkin patch. Linus! Linus! He began to choke me with his security blanket, and as he pulled out his carving knife, he said it would only hurt a bit.
Don't you cry tonight.
He told me and began to carve.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
He worked quickly, and as he carried me home, we were buzzed by the World War I flying ace. When we arrived at Linus's house, I heard a scream. It was his sister, Lucy. You must forgive me, Lucy. I've just been carved.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
She apologized for screaming and took it back. I was carried out to the Van Pelt porch where I am sitting tonight. And, well, you might think I'm out of my gourd, but...
Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
And, hey, it's a living... Even though I am working for peanuts.